Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the May 1st March and Day of Action. Stay tuned! Thousands of people across Vermont marched to the State House in Montpelier on Wednesday, May 1st to participate in a day of action. The day was organized by the Put People First campaign, which is building a movement for human rights and democracy in Vermont.
Our movement for people and the planet is growing. 1 year ago, we came together under the banner of Put People First to demand all of our rights. We worked over the summer and fall through community meetings and the People's Convention to develop a shared agenda, a unified agenda. We delivered the first People's Agenda on the first day of the legislative session and have been in the State House all year.
This year's budget includes shameful attacks on the poor and keeps more people in Vermont living in poverty. After passing a People's Budget legislation last year, that recognizes our budget's purpose is to advance human dignity and equity. The governor has ignored that charge.
How many of you have felt like the system wasn't set up for you to thrive as a human being? Like the system doesn't put people first.
Recuerde que aquí estamos presentes hoy para luchar por nuestra vida.
Remember that we're here today to struggle for our life.
Members from many different organizations and groups, such as Migrant Justice, Vermont Early Educators United, environmental justice groups, home care workers, students, children, and families, gathered to participate in the action fair after the march.
My name's Anna Gebhardt. I'm on the COCO for the Worker Center, and I'm here representing Vermont Early Educators United.
I'm Annie Schneider. I'm from Burlington, Vermont. I'm here because I'm a member of FedUp Vermont, a local women's rights group in Burlington, and I'm also helping out with the Vermont Worker Center Health Screening Clinic.
I'm Corbett Shan, and I'm with the Vermont Network Against Domestic and Sexual Violence.
My name is Daniela Lopez. From Mexico, Chiapas, I'm a migrant worker. I'm part of Migrant Justice.
My name is John. I'm from Brattleboro, Vermont, and I'm associated with the Vermont Worker Center.
The action fair included a healthcare screening clinic, a youth tent, and many other activities representing the vision for a world where everyone's fundamental needs are met.
We have several services that are offered, including like free blood sugar screenings, checking for asthma, and then right up front here we're doing screenings where we're talking to people about their health and how it's connected to the health of their community and helping them set strategies for themselves to move their health forward.
Participants talked about how May 1st is a day to unite to fight for human rights and true democracy.
We're at the State House now, and clearly, we're not strong enough as we're still being divided. We're still being asked to choose between our rights and are pitted against each other to fight for the scraps. This just means that we have to continue to organize, right? Your struggle is my struggle, and my struggle must be yours too. If we're going to change the status quo and build one movement for people in the planet.
Immediately following May 1st, the Put People First campaign celebrated two major legislative victories. The bill recognizing home care workers' right to organize passed the following day, and Migrant Justice's driver's license bill passed on Tuesday, May 7th.
Well, being part of the Vermont Home Care United asked me, has brought me here because I'm currently a home care provider that does not have any benefits or any job security. My job currently doesn't pay a livable wage, and I struggle to provide care to the clients that I juggle. I often work 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week just to continue providing care for all these folks. And so when I came here today, I'm hoping that the House will pass our bill and recognize our needs. And I know that AskMe joining together with all of these other groups are here for the same thing.
The bill's S-38 right now. It's in the House Transportation Committee. It's getting voted on today. And we want to have access to driver's license for any resident in the state, no matter what their status is in the eyes of immigration. And it's really important because one of the top three problems that immigrants, especially immigrant workers, face in rural Vermont on the dairy farms is transportation. And we've been working with a lot of different committees and DMV and Human Rights Commission, and everything's pointing to this as a solution. It's not magic, but it's definitely a step in the right direction, because immigration reform is going to take 5-10 years maybe, and this is something we can do now in Vermont, especially for the workers that are supporting our dairy industry.
Toda nuestra comida es demasiado, más que una licencia, es dignidad, respeto, poder tener independencia como cualquier persona.
Well, it means a lot of things. It means so much for all of us, especially dignity, respect, and to be able to act as an individual, an independent person.
Y esta ley es el principio de, o es un pedacito de pequeños cambios que tanto se necesitan en este mundo. Hemos estado, mi comunidad, toda nuestra comunidad ha estado por tanto tiempo en la oscuridad, y pues es tiempo ya de que se nos reconozca y de que se nos brinde esa pequeña oportunidad.
It's just the start of a lot of small changes that are occurring now, especially for my community. We've been in the shadows for so long, and it's about time that we can come out now and deserve this and be in the light.
Y pues contentísimo porque el ver que todos los compañeros se están uniendo, el ver tanto apoyo de la gente, quiere decir de que sí se puede y que todo podemos.
And I'm just so content to see all of us here today working together. I have so much support. Yes, we can, and everyone can.
Early educators across the state are working to pass legislation that simply allows them the right to choose to form a union. This is crucial not just to me, but to our communities at large, because the majority of parents have to have both parents in the workforce just to make ends meet, and early educators really are a crucial piece of our local economy, allowing parents to work and provide for their own families. Right now, politicians get to make decisions that affect early childhood across the state without providers' input, and so we want to make sure that the experts in the field are helping to make those decisions.
Participants looked toward the 2014 legislative session and committed to continue to organize for universal health care, a budget that meets everyone's needs, and a future where everyone's human rights are met.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn us round, turn us round, turn us round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn us round. We're gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching for human rights. Ain't gonna let austerity turn us round, turn us round. Turn us round, ain't gonna let austerity turn us round. We're gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching for our human rights.
Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media.